Turning to sports now on KNKX. The University of Washington men's basketball team hosts Oregon Saturday night in the final game of the regular season. The Huskies are still hoping to get to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2011. KNKX sports commentator Art Teal explains why it's more of an uphill climb now. Art, the Huskies season is taking a turn at the end here, and that has some fans worried.
It's been a tumultuous end to the Pac-12 Conference regular season. The Huskies last week lost to the worst team, Cal, in the conference. Then they beat Stanford by 1 point, and then Wednesday of this week, they had to take overtime to beat Oregon State. And all three of these teams are either mediocre or bad. So they're entering the final game Saturday against Oregon, really needing to have kind of a dominant win to restore faith in the populace, because they've had some struggles that have been uncharacteristic of their run to date. Their defense isn't as tight, the offense is slow, and it's just causing a lot of neurotic twitching among the Husky fans.
Well, they still won the Pac-12 regular season championship, but that doesn't seem to mean much now.
Right. It means that they will get the number one seed in the Pac-12 conference tournament that's coming up in Las Vegas, March 13th through 16th. And the winner of the postseason conference tournament gets the automatic entry into the 68-team NCAA field. Right now, the Huskies are the regular season champions. It doesn't mean a whole lot other than they are one of four teams getting byes in that tournament in Las Vegas starting Wednesday.
So the Huskies have two chances here, I'm seeing. They can win the tournament and get an automatic bid to the NCAA tournament. This is March Madness we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Or they could be at the mercy of the selection committee and see if they get an at-large bid if they don't win the tournament.
Exactly. The champions of 30 conferences get the automatic bid. The rest of the field is at-large. And so the tournament selection committee is skeptical of the Pac-12 for very good reasons, because the Pac-12 conference is terrible. And this could be the year that they get no other bids besides the automatic tournament winner. They probably would get one, but the Huskies really don't want to hang their hat on that. I mean, winning the tournament outright makes that selection Sunday, March 17th, an easy day for them. They're going to go. But at large means that randomness can enter the thinking of the tournament committee. And the fact that the Huskies have not had a signature win this year, in other words, a big win over a higher-ranked or higher-seeded team, that just hasn't happened. And with that in mind, they're going to say, this team, as an at-large, isn't very good. We're not going to take them. That could happen, and that would be a huge disappointment, because one thing to remember is the Huskies right now are 15-2 in conference with one game left. 2 years ago, they finished the regular season 2-16. So this is a remarkable turnaround, and it really does deserve, I think, the reward of an NCAA tournament berth. Mike Hopkins has done a great job in his second year as coach, and I think these players really deserve that shot. But beating Oregon Saturday is going to be the start, and they're going to still have to prevail, I think, in the tournament to be assured of the NCAA berth.
Well, it's been a while since they've been to the NCAA tournament. Let's say they make it. What do you think their chances would be?
I think the chances actually in the tournament might be pretty good, because they're a hard team to scout for a one-game do-or-die, because they play a great zone defense. Teams typically don't see a lot of zone defenses. The Huskies do it as well as anyone in the tournament, and they can be difficult to beat in that early round match, and I could even see them winning a second time. It's getting there that's the challenge.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KNKX sports commentator Art Teal's website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com. And he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can subscribe to podcasts of our weekly chats at knkx.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.